JetBlue gets Deutsche dollars.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. JetBlue has been struggling. It's almost $500 million in debt. The airline's stock has lost about half its value this year. Sounds ripe for a takeover. Not quite, but German airline Lufthansa is buying a 19% stake in JetBlue. JetBlue gets $300 million in cash. But what's in it for Lufthansa? Let's ask airline analyst Doug McVitie with Aaron Aerospace in France. What do you think, Doug?
Lufthansa is looking at a post-open skies world from April next year and saying, hang on, the North Atlantic is going to become a more interesting place, a more competitive environment. We need a base at both ends of the pond. So linking up with JetBlue or investing in JetBlue is a really smart move. It potentially buys them future business.
How so?
Well, once Lufthansa has a tie-up with JetBlue, they can begin to start promoting that anywhere JetBlue flies, you can fly on from Kennedy to anywhere Lufthansa flies. So basically, it allows Lufthansa to have a wider access and potentially funnel more business to its North Atlantic traffic, which is primarily where most of the European carriers make the majority of their money.
Why do you think Lufthansa chose JetBlue?
In my opinion, they probably thought they were the weakest or the most amenable to a collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And JetBlue have had their problems in the last 18 months, many of them self-inflicted. And for at least the last year, JetBlue have been touting around looking for some kind of investment partner or whatever.
Do you think the dollar versus the euro had anything to do with it?
I'm sure it did. At the moment, it's almost as if Europeans are on a holiday in relation to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the time to strike, and it's probably not the last.
Okay, Doug McVitie of Aaron Aerospace in France. Thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
The stock markets are a mixed bag this morning. The Asian markets closed lower for the third straight session. In Europe, shares are up a fraction so far. The Dow starts Friday at 13,517 after a 44-point gain. The Nasdaq fell a couple points. The S&P 500 was up a point to 1488. Minnesota will be the first state to ban mercury in makeup. A new law takes effect January 1st that prohibits mercury from being used in mascara, eyeliner, and skin lightening creams. Retailers could face fines of up to $10,000 for violating the law.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. And by Siemens. From grade school to grad school, Siemens supports America's next generation of innovators with Student Science Days, plus scholarships and awards for students, schools, and teachers. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by Society for Human Resource Management. Online at shrm.org.
The dispute between Hollywood writers and studios is getting a little nastier. The Writers Guild has filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board. This is essentially an attempt to force the studios back to the bargaining table. The studios have refused to talk until the union drops certain demands. But who needs Hollywood writers to come up with new TV drama when you have the NFL? One team hasn't lost. Another team hasn't won. You have Wonder Boy quarterbacks and a coach running up the score. And unfortunately, prison sentences and murder all this season. A couple of weeks ago, Monday Night Football was the highest rated cable program in history. Let's bring in our business of sports commentator, Diana Nyad. Diana, love them or hate them, it's all about watching the New England Patriots, isn't it?
That's what's so, you know, phenomenal about the Patriots, especially, you know, drawing these huge television ratings on games where they're, you know, whooping people up. And it's kind of what I call the tiger factor. We always say, hey, you'll watch anything if it's close. But, you know, if it's going to be a blowout, I don't care how good the team is, you don't watch. Well, you watch tiger. Well, right now, that's what the Patriots are. They're magic. They walk on the field and the silver glances off the, you know, the sun glances off their helmets.
Yeah. But I understand what you're saying, because it's hard hard to turn away. It's hard not to watch and see if they can run up the score to 100 or whatever. And that has fueled the TV ratings, as you said. But at the same time, the NFL has had lots of problems this year with Michael Vick. And then you had the shooting, the death of the Washington Redskins player. Has this come at the exact right time for the NFL in terms of keeping people glued into it?
I think so. I think, you know, nobody would have wanted to step into Roger Goodell's shoes this year as a, you know, fairly new commissioner of the NFL, as you start with Michael Vick alone. You know, Goodell, you know, was up there, you know, just about every week having major press conferences, apologizing for this, disciplining for that. And then all of a sudden, it's not only the Patriots we're talking about, but look at Brett Favre. In terms of popularity, I don't know if we could name an athlete on the planet right now. He's as popular as Muhammad Ali was in his heyday. You know, he's like a little boy still playing playing Pop Warner football at the age of 38. And then Tony Romo of the Dallas Cowboys last year blew the entire Cowboys season with one fumbled snap. Now he's like Mr. Star Celebrity of the Cowboys, and the Cowboys with Terrell Owens and him are on fire. So there are these, you know, wonderful, huge, looming big stories that have just about evened out the negative Michael Vick stories, I think.
But we should point out that if the Patriots do get to 15-0, they play the Giants the last game of the season, and that game will be on the NFL Network, which is not carried in a lot of cable systems.
As a matter of fact, you know, most households, you know, do not get the NFL Network. And the NFL Network just refuses to budge on this. You know, they're saying to Comcast and other cable outfits, carry us, take us off your premium sports package, just give the NFL Network for free. Comcast and the others say, hey, we do business. And the NFL says, well, you know what? You look forward 5 years, you're going to see every game. It's all going to be on the NFL Network. Everybody's going to have to pay for it, and we're starting that right now. But what a shame to have this historic game for us not to get to watch. That it's just wrong. The NFL should just give it over to Fox that weekend.
All right, Diana, thank you.
Take it easy, Scott.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.